It's thing number four. Thing number four, the fourth thing Samuel Adams would tell you, the fourth thing Samuel Adams will show you that come from reading the five most important works in the history of Western civilization. Thing number four, the three most hated words in politics today and why you must embrace them. That's right, you need to become an advocate of the three most controversial, the three most hated words in politics today. And they stem directly from the three huge mistakes that America's founding fathers made that we looked at in thing number three. First thing, that the first most hated word that you need to embrace and advocate and defend is theocracy. Oh, people hate theocracy. If you're trying to restore prayer and Bible reading in public schools, you're just trying to impose a theocracy. And you're probably some kind of a mullah or an ayatollah. Well, theocracy is the direct result of the error that we looked at in thing number three of rights. We said that there's no such thing as a right to life. Nobody tells their creator, orders their creator, hey, I've got a right to life, create me. Hey, I have a right to life, give me life. No, what makes our society stable, and America's founding fathers did say this, they said it very plainly, what gives us our rights, what gives us our freedoms, what gives us our liberty, and also what gives us social order and prosperity is religion and morality, or we would say duty, moral duties. And these duties come from God. And if you believe that God gives duties which men are obligated to obey, then you believe in theocracy. You believe that God makes the rules. God is the lawgiver. Or as Isaiah 33:22 says, God is our lawgiver, God is our king, God is our judge, God is all three branches of government. God gives us what we need to have a peaceful, prosperous, and orderly society. So, if you want to follow the Bible, you need to be an advocate of theocracy. That is to say that God has the right to tell us what to do. The second most hated word in politics today, and why you must embrace it and defend it, is pacifism. And this stems from the second error that America's founding fathers made, that of violent revolution. The Bible is against violent revolution. Jesus says, love your enemies, don't kill them. Everybody knows that the ethics of Jesus are the ethics of pacifism. If you really want to follow the Bible, if you really want to avoid making the mistakes that America's founding fathers made, then you need to become what everyone is going to call a pacifist. Now, a pacifist doesn't encourage evil. The pacifist engages evil and attempts to defend ourselves and our family from evil, but nonviolently. The pacifist wants to stop violence from happening because violence is evil and sinful. Well, we'll talk about pacifism in great detail in the Samuel Adams program because it's so very important. But Jesus clearly told his disciples to be what the world calls pacifists. The third most hated word in politics today, maybe the most hated word in politics today, is anarchism. Anarchism. Jesus told his disciples that the Caesars and the Pharaohs and the Hitlers and the Mussolinis of the world, they like to be archists. That's what it says in the New Testament, in the Greek, in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. The kings of the Gentiles, the emperors of the world, love to be archists. They love to impose their will on other people by force. But Jesus said very plainly, you, my followers, are not to be like them. You are to be servants. You are to assist in the rising of the standard of living of other people by serving them and not through conquest and domination. You are not to be an archist. And if we're not to be an archist, that's the same thing as saying you are supposed to be an anarchist. And the reason why you're not supposed to be an archist and not supposed to impose your will on other people by force flows out of that third error, the error of simply reestablishing the same kind of tyranny that they engaged in a violent revolution to overthrow. It's immoral and unethical to take money from other people by force. That's what the Bible says. That's theft. That's stealing. It's immoral. It's unethical. Well, that means taxation is unethical. And from cover to cover, the Bible says taxation is wrong, and it never says that plunder and conquest are okay. What the Bible does say is that God is sovereign over those who engage in conquest and plunder. but not that they have any moral right to do so. If you eliminate the whole concept of taxation, then you eliminate the whole concept of government, because that's the distinguishing feature of government. Every other group, every other nonprofit, every other charity has to raise funds voluntarily with the consent of the donors. It's only government that claims the moral right to steal, to engage in theft, to violate the command, "Thou shalt not steal." Why does the government steal? Because they want to kill people. Because they want to take vengeance on the enemies of the state. And yet the Bible very clearly says in Romans 12, we are not to take vengeance. We're to leave vengeance to God, because God does take vengeance against the empires of the world. Isaiah chapter 10 is a good example of this. God says, I'm ordaining, I am sending, I'm commissioning the Assyrian army to come to destroy Israel for Israel's sins, an act of judgment. God ordained the evil, brutal, barbaric Assyrian army to judge Israel. Then God says, when they're finished, I'm going to judge them, because conquest, plunder, rape, murder, these are all violations of my commandments, so I'm going to judge Assyria for violating my commandments, even though it was God who ordained them, who sent them. Everywhere in the Bible, God sends evil against evildoers as a judgment. God is sovereign over evil. The unfortunate translation in the King James Version of that word ordain gives us the impression that God approves of the Assyrian army, that approves of conquest, it approves of plunder, that God somehow gives his moral approbation to violent evildoers. But he doesn't. He's simply sovereign. He controls them, he orchestrates them, he uses them for his purposes, but they are evil. And government is evil. And we'll see that America's founding fathers did not realize this important point, and they led us to the situation we are today, where millions are killed. During the 20th century, governments around the world killed an average of 10,000 human beings every single day. We think we need government to protect us against criminals, but criminals are a little tiny gnat on a huge camel that kills millions and millions, hundreds of millions, and now we're approaching the level where governments in the last 100 years have killed close to a half a billion human beings, and this doesn't even include abortions, 150,000 abortions a day that governments approve of. Government is the most dangerous force on the planet. And anarchism, the most hated word in the political discourse, is one that Christians need to embrace. We'll be looking at this in the Sam Adams coaching program, and whether you come to agree or not, you will be challenged to rethink and understand why you believe what you believe. Here is a final bonus word. We don't really have a word for it, but it's optimism. And in this case, as with rapture under the three mistakes, this is a good word, optimism. Sometimes we call it optimillennialism. There's a phrase in the Bible, world without end, but it's a future. That there is possibility of future progress toward peace and toward a prosperous society. America's founding fathers had optimism concerning the future. Novus Ordo Seclorum, a new order for the ages. They had optimism. We need to cultivate that optimism and look forward to a future which contains the promise of progress toward peace and prosperity.